Welcome to the Physicians Spotlight Radio Show, featuring some of America's top physicians who have dedicated themselves to a lifetime of learning and who specialize in the alleviation of pain by staying on top of the latest scientific breakthroughs and research, providing the highest levels of technology and results. The Physician Spotlight Radio Show is hosted by Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars. Dr. Kaplan is the number one best-selling author of Lifestyles of the Fit and Famous, as well as the 5-Minute Motivator. He's been featured on NBC, ABC, CBS, and Fox, having served as a special advisor to the President's Council on Physical Fitness, working alongside the United States Surgeon General. Get ready, because now it's time. Here are your hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bars.
And welcome back, everyone, to the latest edition of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We are coming to you live here today from our studios here in Palm Beach, Florida. My name is Dr. Perry Bard, your co-host for today's live broadcast. On behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, who is on assignment today, we want to welcome everyone. We hope absolutely you are as pumped and as excited as we are. We're super excited, as you guys know. You can probably hear it in my voice, to have with us today one of the country's true leading physicians and one of the real elite doctors from the great state of Georgia. We want to welcome today our very, very special guest, Dr. L.D. Pridgen from Valdosta, Georgia. Welcome, Dr. Pridgen.
Thank you, Dr. Bard. It's a pleasure being on the call with you today, and I hope that we can really get out to the public of exactly what's going on with these back problems and these disc problems and how we actually can help them.
We're going to dive right into it, Doc. But before we do, it's just a real treat, a super honor to have you with us today. We know you're super, super busy. And, you know, for many of you who are first-timers to our national broadcast here, one of the things that our audience happens to love about our show is not only do they get a chance to learn about some groundbreaking medical technology utilized by you, Dr. Pridgen, but also they get a real up-close and a real personal look from behind the curtain as to why you, Dr. Pridgen, have been so incredibly successful in your treatment protocols and treatment options for a host of patients who suffer from back pain, neck pain, joint pain, arm and leg pain, often caused by the stress of injuries, and many individuals who've never had an injury but have to deal with degenerative health issues and specifically spinal disc issues. So I want to, as I mentioned, jump right into it with you. And there is a technology that you've been known for a number of years, and the technology itself is known as non-surgical spinal decompression. Can you share with our audience what non-surgical spinal decompression is?
Yes. Non-surgical spinal decompression is actually, we have a special design therapy that you lay comfortably on this table, and we're going to slowly open the disc spacing up in your spine. You'll have no pain whatsoever. Everybody relaxes on this table. And we're going to open that disc up to get the fluids back into the disc that's putting pressure on the nerve and causing the degeneration of your spine.
Now, in your treatment history, in your protocols specifically, how do you determine if somebody's a candidate for non-surgical spinal decompression?
Well, the first thing we're going to do, we're going to do a complete examination neurologically on the patient, and we're going to find out if the patient has the problem. We're going to take an x-ray of that problem, and once we find that x-ray of the area that they're complaining about, then we're going to take that x-ray and we're going to go over it with the patient, and I'm going to show the patient exactly where the problem's at, why that disc is either has got the fluid in it or the fluid out of it, and is putting that fluid that comes on the outside, that puts pressure on that nerve, and that makes that nerve get inflamed. That makes that nerve start a swelling. that makes that nerve start having pain, and wherever that nerve is running to, may it be down your leg, down your arm, that's going to give you pain in that area.
Now, not every patient obviously is a candidate for this procedure. With regards to determining who is a candidate, can you explain the utilization in your practice of how you use something known as an MRI study?
Well, MRI study is that we're going to have an MRI. We're going first in that first evaluation that we just talked about. Then we're going to either if they've already had an MRI or we're going to get an MRI. And the MRI, we're going to be able to look into the disc area, and we're going to be able to see where the little tear, where the little opening, where exactly pinpoint exactly where the problem's coming from.
Now, is that the same thing as an X-ray?
No, it's totally different from an X-ray. X-ray is just a radiation where you see the bone itself and you don't see tissue. You're definitely going to see tissue in an MRI.
So in other words, the MRI, as you're explaining it, is really disc-specific, in this case, spinal disc-specific. Would that be correct?
Yes, definitely very specific area of the spine. Wherever you're looking at in the spine, may it be neck or low back, an MRI is going to show you exactly what's going on in that area.
Now, often, as you know, after a patient receives an MRI, they'll hear some big words. And as you know, these big words can encompass the gamut of different types of diagnosis or diagnoses, which include but not limited to, for example, a disc herniation or a disc bulge or a degenerative disc. What's the difference between those?
Well, I call it like a bulging. The disc itself with pressure on it can bulge out, and that's more like a fluid kind of putting pressure up against a balloon, like you got a balloon and you're putting pressure up against it and it's coming out. A herniation means there may be a little tear in there and the fluid from the inside of the disc actually goes outside of the disc, and that's what they call a herniation.
So is it possible to have a disc bulge and it eventually becomes a herniation?
Most disc bulges will become a herniation because of the weakening of the tissue, and then it finally herniates out.
That is, unless they receive the proper care, proper evaluation, proper diagnosis, and proper treatment. Can I go so far as to say that?
Oh, definitely. If they get all the propers that you just said there, and then we take and we do decompress that disc, that is probably one of the major therapies that can bring a disc back into health.
You know I'm going to brag on you on this show. We've been trying to get you on this radio show for an extended period of time. So this is a very special time right now, and I hope and I just have a feeling our listeners know that. Would you be so kind as to share with our listening audience your contact information? We're joined here live on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. We have a very, very special guest with us today, Dr. L.D. Pridgen from Valdosta, Georgia. Dr. Pridgen, would you share your contact information as far as address, phone number, website with our listening audience?
Yeah, we're located in Valdosta, Georgia. Our address is 3338 Country Club Road, Suite F3. Zip code 31605. Our phone number is 229-244-5314.
That's excellent. Now, one of the things that you're also known for nationally is for the treatment of conditions that fall under a specific umbrella, if you will, a specific type of classification. That classification is known as peripheral neuropathy. Can you share with our audience what peripheral neuropathy truly is?
Yeah, peripheral neuropathy, if you take the body, the center of the body, the outer parts like your arms and legs, those are the peripheral parts of your body. We call inside your arms and legs are nerves. We call them peripheral nerves. So what happens there on peripheral neuropathy, peripheral means outside the body. Neuropathy means death of a nerve. So what's happening there, Dr. Perry, is that those nerves are starting to die. Now, when a nerve dies, it's going to die on the end, like the end of your fingertips or the end of your toes. And it's going to either work from your toes, and it dies up toward the spine, so it's going to go up your leg or up your arm. So what's happening in peripheral neuropathy is that that nerve is starting to die for a reason. And we find there's like three types of reasoning or three types of neuropathies. You could be a diabetic neuropathy, which metabolically we'll check you out for that, or you could have a chemoneuropathy, which means you've had radiation and that's killed the nerve, or either a structural neuropathy, and that's where we come in, is with our structural neuropathy.
So what would be the most common ailments, or more importantly, the most common symptoms that a patient would present with if they were possibly a neuropathy candidate?
They're going to have numbness, tingling in the hands, arms, and feet and legs, or they could also have cold, a lot of coldness in those areas. I have a lot of patients tell me they can't, like they go to grab something and they can't feel that. I had a patient the other day tell me they were walking and they cut their foot and they were bleeding and they didn't even know they were bleeding. So what's happening is that those receptors on the end are not telling the brain what's going on in the foot itself. So now I also I'll tell you about this, Dr. Barr, is that I had a patient the other day, the first time in 5 years that he's able to wear socks. And, I mean, that's like a great thing because of the peripheral neuropathy he had. But now after our treatment, now he's back wearing socks. So that's really a giant step. Don't sound like much, but it is if somebody couldn't wear socks.
So that's a huge step, and you're a super humble doctor. We know your background. We know your experience. We know how difficult it's been to try to get some free time to try to get you on the show based upon your schedule. But at the end of the day, bottom line is that you give patients their lives back, and that is a very, very powerful statement. And it's very interesting because, like many, when you watch media, when you watch TV, you'll often see commercials for a drug. That drug is known as Lyrica. Can you talk a little bit about the pharmaceutical treatment versus with the downside associated with that, obviously, versus the type of natural health care that you provide for neuropathy?
Well, Lyrica is really just going to cover up the pain. Most of my patients tell me that's on Lyrica and stuff. They do have a side effect from it. But the commercials they give on Lyrica, the side effects are usually longer than the commercial itself, and that's pretty sad. But the patients are taking this, and, you know, they'll feel a little change in it, but it's only like a Band-Aid. It's covering up the symptoms. What we do, we're going to find the cause, and we're going to find a correction of that cause and start making headway in a healing process where you can naturally, without drugs, without surgery, be able to walk, feel with your hands, not cold all the time, and not have that numbness. And also, you got to also understand, when you start losing receptors in your feet, then what happens? Your balance goes out, and then you start falling, then you break your hip, and then we're in big trouble when that happens. So, you know, this thing is a life-changing experience with the type of therapies that we do here at Prigen Wellness.
We know that patients travel far and wide to see you, even crossing state lines to come to see you. And one of the questions I wanted to ask you specifically was, you could have practiced anywhere in the country. Why Valdosta, Georgia? How did you decide to open your practice there many years ago?
Well, Valdosta is my home, and I knew a lot of people in this area. And I just felt like I needed to come back and get the best quality care I could to the people that I love the most.
Well, I don't think you could say it any simpler than that. And I think it's interesting because if you look in the dictionary under the word doctor, one of the definitions of the word doctor happens to be teacher. And one of the things that you're known for is being an incredible teacher to your patient base, empowering your patients to take charge of their health, and that starts from the inside out. Obviously, when you're not in the practice, I know there's certain things that you like to do on the open road, and could you talk a little bit about some of your two-wheeling versus some of everybody else's four-wheeling, if you know what I mean?
I'm a big avid of motorcycle riding. My wife and I have motorcycles, and we ride motorcycles, and then we like to fish, and we go out to a place called Cedar Island, and we go out fishing pretty much every other weekend that the weather allow us to go. I like to hang around the house, too, and my dog, his name's Harley, and we just all have a great time. I mean, I like to get out and enjoy. I have a lot of friends, and a lot of time when we go motorcycle riding and fishing, our friends are with us, and we really just kind of enjoy each other.
You know, it's funny because I've gotten to know you personally obviously in person, and I'm going to use a term I've never used ever on any of our shows ever with you, because I think you meet the definition of it. And I think, as a matter of fact, I know you meet the definition of it. You're truly a man's man. And you know, not just the natural outdoors side of you, but I think it's just your love of all things natural. I think that's why you've had such a successful career as a physician. But what I can emphatically share with our listening audience is not just that you're a man's man, you're really what we would term a doctor's doctor. In other words, you're the type of doctor that other physicians seek out when they get sick. And, you know, I mean, it's not a secret. We all get sick at some point. Who we choose, who we decide to see to help us become the best form of ourselves, to get better, stay better, well, that's where the decision process comes in. And I think it's awesome that patients in Valdosta have an opportunity to see you. There are so many things that you do under your healthcare mall of services, if you will. One of the things that you're also known for is a specific treatment for knee pain and knee conditions. Can you share that with our audience?
Yeah, a lot of times when a patient has a knee problem, they've already been to another type of doctor, and I get this a lot. Doc, I got bone on bone. Well, you know, we take the x-ray, we look, we don't see bone on bone. So, and for some reason, we're all looking at the same x-ray, and I don't understand the difference. But our technique, we have a technique that I do personally with the knee itself. It's called trigenics, and that's actually kind of realigning the knee back up. And we also do a decompression of that knee. And when we do a decompression of the knee, we're kind of doing a stretch with the knee and get the ligaments and the disc that's even in the knee itself starting to get its fluids back in it. And then we also use cold laser therapy. Cold laser therapy is a light therapy that we penetrate into the knee itself, and it starts a healing factor in that knee. So that's how come we get such great results with knee.
How does a laser specifically enhance the healing of the tissue itself?
Laser has a frequency, and every tissue in your body has a frequency. So what happens when you set that frequency to the body, let's say the heart's got a frequency, the stomach's got a frequency, the knee's tissue's got a frequency, everything's got frequency. So we set it to that area, and that penetrates into the knee itself over a 10 to 15 to 20 minute time period to help a healing process start happening in the area that we put the laser on.
I love that. We're coming to the end of our show here, but before we do, I wanted to ask you, how's the fishing in Valdosta lately?
Well, you know, I don't do a lot of bass fishing in this area. I do more on the coastal areas where I go, the Gulf of Mexico is where I do my fishing. But fishing's mighty good down here, man.
Remember, a man's man, a doctor's doctor, and if you would be so kind to share with our audience one more time your contact information, Dr. Pridgen.
Okay. We're located in Valdosta, Georgia. Our address is 3338 Country Club Road, Suite F, zip code 31605, and our telephone number is 229-244-5314.
Absolutely love it. I would love to have you back on another episode here where you can hopefully not just review all the other groundbreaking technology that you feature at Pridgen Wellness, but also share some of your special bait techniques to be able to land the big one. Would you share that with our listening audience?
I'll give you a couple of hints on that. That'd be great.
That would be great. In our business, Dr. Pridgen, they call that a tease. That means all our listeners will come back because you just gave them a great tease. And I'm excited, too. So I cannot thank you enough for taking time out of your busy schedule. And I want to thank our audience as well because we've got such a loyal following here on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show because we truly pull back the curtains and we get a chance to look really on the inside here of not just all the success that in this case here, Dr. Pridgen has enjoyed throughout all the years of helping sick patients get better, but really get a chance to look inside at his personal life as well. And I just think he's the guy. I just think he's just awesome. And you've got his contact information, and hopefully we'll be able to get him back on another episode as well. I want to thank our listening audience here for taking time out of your busy schedule and joining us here on the live broadcast from Palm Beach County of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Till next time, on behalf of my co-host, Dr. Eric Kaplan, I want to thank everyone, and we look forward to seeing you next time on the live broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show. Have a great, great day.
We thank you for joining us on the national broadcast of the Physician Spotlight Radio Show, recorded live from our studios in Palm Beach, Florida. Featuring some of today's leading physicians, we invite you to join us again for our next broadcast. On behalf of our hosts, Dr. Eric Kaplan and Dr. Perry Bard, we wish you the best in health and the best in life. See you next time, live on the Physician Spotlight Radio Show.